Welcome to this new edition of the Daily Bay Pay Forum News Podcast. My name is Cindy and today is December 6, 2023. Today's sponsor is PayCademy.com, an online school where you can learn payments and fintech 24 hours a day, 7 days a week from over 220 different courses. Unveiling the trends of open banking and open finance. Insights from financial industry influencers. The papers discussed with top influencers within the financial industry to discover the trends of open banking and open finance for 2023 and 2024. The Secure Payments Academy and PayCademy partner to provide e-learning payments training courses. The Secure Payments Academy, SPA, and PayCademy have partnered to offer e-learning payments training courses. The courses will be available on PayCademy's self-paced learning platform, which provides payment professionals with the skills and training needed to innovate and implement effective business-oriented solutions in the rapidly changing payments environment. The initial set of modules that are being offered will cover card payment fraud detection and mitigation technologies. Nubank launches money boxes for business account customers. Brazil-based financial services platform Nubank has extended the availability of its money boxes, Caixinhas, to business account customers. Trade Republic secures full banking license from ECB. Trade Republic has obtained a full banking license from the European Central Bank in order to further expand its capabilities around investing and saving services. Yaspa integrates instant deposits for Casino Lugano customers. UK-based fintech Yaspa, formerly Citizen, has launched instant deposit functionality for clients of Switzerland-based Casino Lugano, located on the Swiss-Italian border. FICO expands its cloud platform in India. FICO has expanded in India, allowing banks and FIs in the region to use its cloud platform for optimized decisioning and AI-enabled development opportunities. MDP enters a strategic alliance with MasterCard. Egypt-based payments and card-issuing platform MDP has integrated MasterCard's digital assets and white-label applications to become a one-stop-shop processing services hub. Infuse launches Visa's Fleet 2.0 solution. Finland-based card-issuing and processing company Infuse has extended its partnership with Visa to launch the latter's Fleet 2.0 solution. TreviPay introduces all-in-one payment solution for checkout. TreviPay, a B2B payments and invoicing network, has released a new all-in-one payment solution designed to help merchants build experiential loyalty with enterprise buyers. Amazon Pay launches a video sign language Know Your Customer service. Amazon Pay has launched a service that enables two-way video communication in sign language between Amazon Pay employees and customers in India. E-Merchant Pay partners with Rubion AG. UK-based payment service provider E-Merchant Pay has partnered with Rubion AG to launch a software point of sales, SoftPOS, solution for Android devices. Utrip adds the Google Pay payment method. Singapore-based multi-currency digital wallet Utrip has integrated Google Pay as a new contactless payment method for its Android users. Pax partners with A2B Australia. Pax Technology has partnered with A2B Australia to implement a new payment system across the 13 cabs and silver service taxi fleets. Doc Morris and Klarna join forces. Klarna and Doc Morris, a Germany-based online pharmacy, have announced a partnership to set new standards for e-commerce in the healthcare and medical industry in Germany. Extend integrates its virtual card into Concur Invoice. Virtual card and spend management platform Extend has announced that it integrated its virtual card capability into SAP Concur Invoice. KiwiBank introduces Apple Pay. New Zealand-based KiwiBank has announced the introduction of Apple Pay to provide its customers with convenience and accessibility. Verif releases its annual identity fraud report. Estonia-based Verif has launched its identity fraud report 2024 on global identity fraud. Experian partners with NeuroID. Australia-based Experian has announced its partnership with NeuroID in order to optimize the manner in which customers combat fraud rings and AI-enabled fraud. Napier partners with KYC Portal CLM. UK-based company Napier has announced its partnership with KYC Portal CLM in order to provide financial institutions with an end-to-end compliance service. Tel Money partners with MoreOne to support regulatory compliance. UK-based PSD2 compliance solutions provider Tel Money has partnered with e-money institution MoreOne to support EMI regulatory compliance. TrueLayer partners with Lunar for Nordic push. UK open banking vendor TrueLayer is hopping on the payment infrastructure of Nordic challenger bank Lunar in a bid to extend its account-to-account payment services across Denmark, Sweden and Norway. Denmark phases out old banknotes as cash usage declines. Denmark is withdrawing older banknotes from circulation because few people recognize them and feel confident about receiving them. In addition, the country is ditching its largest denomination note, the 1,000 krona, citing lack of usage and money laundering concerns. RTGS. Global completes instant settlement cross-border transaction between Credo Bank and MDO Humo. RTGS. Global, the next-generation settlement company revolutionizing cross-border payments, has successfully completed the first instant settlement cross-border transaction conducted through its global network. Infuse certified for Visa Fleet 2.0 mobility cards. Issuer processing powerhouse Infuse today announces it is expanding its partnership with Visa with the launch of Visa's cutting-edge mobility card solution, the Visa Fleet 2.0. Nubank to provide access to USDC digital dollar. Circle and Nubank, one of the world's largest digital financial platforms serving 90 million customers across Brazil, Mexico, and Colombia, announce a partnership to extend USDC access to Brazilian Nubank customers. African digital commerce startup Toppi raises $1.5 million in pre-seed funding. Toppi, an end-to-end digital commerce SaaS solution tailored for small and medium-sized businesses, has raised $1.5 million in an oversubscribed pre-seed round led by Mercycore Ventures and Kui Ventures. HSBC trials quantum protection for AI-powered FX trading. HSBC has piloted the use of quantum key encryption to protect client FX trading data from the threat of increasingly powerful cyber attacks. GMEX013 wins COP28 tech sprint. 013, the GMEX Group initiative providing a digital climate fintech platform as a service, is delighted to announce the addition of four new participants to its asset settlement network and its selection as the winner of the prestigious COP28 Tech Sprint for blockchain technology. Napier and KYC Portal CLM team on AML compliance. Napier, the London-based intelligent compliance technology company, and KYC Portal CLM, KYCP, a client lifecycle management platform, are pleased to announce their partnership to provide financial institutions an end-to-end compliance solution. TrueLayer partners with Lunar. TrueLayer has announced its partnership with Lunar in order to optimize the overall payments landscape in the regions of Denmark, Sweden, and Norway. TransUnion finds retail revival fuels surge in consumer credit balances. TransUnion has published a Q3 2023 Hong Kong Industry Insights report, providing lenders with insights into the latest trends that drive the credit market. Nexi, Nomisma, Italy Ministry of Tourism to boost tourism in Italy. European paytech giant Nexi, together with independent provider of sectorial and territorial studies, Nomisma, and the Italian Ministry of Tourism partner to boost local tourism. HSBC introduces quantum protection for AI-enabled FX trading. UK-based HSBC has introduced quantum protection for AI-enabled foreign exchange, FX, trading in collaboration with BT, Toshiba, and Amazon Web Services, AWS. Nubank and Circle partner to bring USDC access to Brazilian customers. Brazil-based financial services platform Nubank has partnered with FinTech Circle to increase access to the digital dollar for Brazilians. Coinbase Wallet offers fast money transfers via Linx. Coinbase has enabled its users to send money from the Coinbase Wallet on any platform that they can share a Linx to. Quantos Payments registers EURD as a community trademark. Netherlands-based Quantos Payments has registered EURD as a community trademark and introduced EURD on the Algorand blockchain. BOFE to review AI risk to financial stability. The Bank of England is launching a review of artificial intelligence and machine learning amid concerns that its use could pose financial stability risks. This concludes our current edition of the BayPay Forum podcast. Remember that you can read the full text of each article in our news section on baypayforum.com. We hope to see you tomorrow.